Construction's underway in Rhode Island for the nation's first offshore wind farm. It's a pilot project in the same patch of water where Cape Wind failed. Rhode Island's project has so far sailed through in comparison. Ambar Espinoza of Rhode Island Public Radio has the story.
It's been 7 years since Rhode Island set out to do this, and now it's actually happening. Aboard a ferry, state and federal officials took a close look at a steel structure poking out of the ocean. It's the first foundation affixed to the seafloor for a 5-turbine wind farm off the state's coast. It's a contrast to what's happening off the coast of Massachusetts. Developer Cape Wind has spent more than 10 years and millions of dollars on a massive wind farm that it may never build. Jeff Grabowski is the CEO of Deepwater Wind, the company building the offshore wind farm in Rhode Island. He explains why this project is moving forward.
One, we've got a great location.
The wind farm will sit 3 miles off the coast of Block Island, about 12 miles away from the mainland.
The location off of the southeast corner of Block Island has incredibly strong wind, and it is quite far from the mainland.
Far enough from the mainland that most people won't see the turbines nearly 600 feet tall. As Grabowski points out, the state of Rhode Island wanted to pioneer this project and chose where to build it.
That was based on many years of research and public discussion.
Deepwater Wind underwent far more extensive impact studies than Cape Wind, and the company spent more time engaging important stakeholders. Not everyone in Rhode Island loved the project from the start, but unlike Cape Cod, Block Island is eager to replace its expensive source of energy.
We are one of the highest rates in the country.
David Milner is the general manager for the Block Island Power Company, which supplies all of the island's electricity by importing 1 million gallons of diesel oil every year.
We get up over 50 cents a kilowatt hour, which is a huge burden on the businesses out here and the individuals.
In New England, the average rate is 16 cents per kilowatt hour. Year-round Block Island resident Peter Bowdy is standing on the iconic Mohegan Bluffs, which boasts panoramic views of the Atlantic Ocean.
That's interesting. There's two platforms out there. Let's just take a look.
Bowdy narrows his eyes as he lifts up binoculars to check out the construction of the offshore wind farm. It promises to reduce electricity costs by 40%. He says that'll go a long way for an island whose economy relies on summer tourists because it's home to only about 1,000 people for the rest of the year.
You've got to work hard to make a living in, you know, June, July, August, and maybe part of September. You've got 4 months max to break even.
When the turbines aren't spinning, the island will draw energy from the mainland through an underwater transmission cable that's part of the wind project. That cable could also bring high-speed internet to the island, another selling point. Still, a vocal minority of island residents are skeptical about the anticipated benefits of the offshore wind farm. Edith Blaine doesn't think it's worth trading in ocean views.
So that the beauty and the calm and the stillness and the loveliness of a summer night, it's never going to be the same again.
With construction underway, Deepwater Wind is on track to build the nation's first offshore wind farm. It has everything Cape Wind doesn't, a utility company buying all of its power and bank loans. The federal government has auctioned off 9 leases for more offshore wind farms. That means all eyes are on Rhode Island to see how it works. For NPR News, I'm Ambar Espinosa in Rhode Island.